Well, apparently I have not been paying enough attention to BYU basketball, and I have just missed some real action. Apparently, the struggle has been so fierce and so violent that it has literally scared the University of Utah basketball team out of Provo. At least that's from what I'm to understand from their press release today, saying out of concern for their safety, they're not going to play BYU next year. And Alex, I need to start paying more attention to BYU basketball. Apparently, I'm missing some amazing moments.
Known for its street thugs and, just really the kind of riffraff that most people stay away from everywhere in the country. Provo, Utah is becoming one of the most dangerous cities in America. Joining us on the Nightside Project, the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell. Greg, how do we look at the – what are we supposed – well, let's know the details first off. How is it that this came about, that the University of Utah said, hey, BYU, we're not going to honor this contract? Who calls who in this situation?
Well, after Nick Emery's swing and glancing blow off of Brandon Taylor last month, clearly enough was enough. and Larry Kraskowiak, you know, a man born and bred in Hardscrabble, Montana, certainly a rugged sort, an NBA veteran. He had to play against the Detroit Pistons of the early 1990s. Mm. He had to face the bad boys, and so he's a hard nosed guy. He's been around the game as a player and a coach, collegiate professional. But enough was enough, really. Once Nick Emery made that swing, that was clearly the sign that the player safety was clearly at risk.
Yeah.
And something had to be done.
Well,
he apparently made the call soon thereafter and let Dave Rose know that game next year that we were going to play, we can't play anymore. Obvious concerns over the safety of his players. And like Chris Hill said, student-athlete welfare in general.
Because
you can tell, aside from bringing brass knuckles on the floor, that is a roving band of hooligans out there from Provo. They're a menace to basketball society.
Well, Greg, I completely see where you're going with this. And I'm kind of a layman when it comes to sports. I don't follow it as intensely as you guys do. But I look at this and I feel like this isn't so much a basketball decision. I feel like the U is trolling BYU with this. That's kind of what
they're doing. There are better ways to save face than do it this way, I guess. If this is some kind of strategic, tactical decision designed to leave the rivalry with again the most face save possible, I think it's a misfire. Unless they simply felt there was no better option, that's simply saying we don't want to play you next year, and then not play the series anymore. Would have been just too abrupt on its face. I think coming up with this, semi-harebrained reason for doing it, again, is a bit of at least a PR misfire. If you don't want to play the game, just do what Chris Hill did before football and say, we're not playing the game.
Yeah.
At least get through your contract, at least do that part of it, unless you don't mind paying 80 Gs, which they're going to do. It's not a big deal, clearly, to them. But, Dave Rose forget what I think about it. Dave Rose, who's done this a long, long time and is usually, very careful in how he shares things publicly, took the gloves off a little bit today and said, I don't respect the decision. I might respect what Larry does in the best interest of his program for him, from his perspective, but I don't respect the decision. He breaks the contract, and then for the reason he's saying he's doing it, you could tell it clearly rubbed Dave the wrong way.
Yeah, and I think that let's take the idea that this thing is, and the notion that this is such a dangerous series that it could harm his players, and we'll throw that out for just a second because the Xavier Cincinnati series, or fill in the blank rivalry series of most basketball across the country, you could say could quote unquote get ugly. But throw that out for just a second. What would be the other motivators? Why would the University of Utah say, hey, you know what? Also, we don't want to say the thing that we really want to say, which is what? That they think they're better than playing this game? Or what is it? Because it's obviously not player safety.
No, you could just say we're over it. We're over you. We're P5. We're Pac-12. We operate on a different tier and strata than you. And if you don't like it, tough beans, but we're not playing you there. If you want to play us, you can maybe come to our place. They did it with Weber State and Utah State. If they believe BYU to be on the same level, just say it. just do what you did with those other schools, which is say, we're not playing at your place. If you want to come here, we'll talk about it. But we're at a place that you're not, and we're not afraid to let you know about it. That's the approach they took with others. They chose not to take that approach.
Yeah, which did not happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They bring up something about player safety, which is really kind of besmirching in a way. I mean,
yeah.
you're really saying that you know BYU is too dangerous team to play when that's just nonsense.
That's crazy.
I mean, the BYU-Utah game has been played at a very hot level for decades, and you never heard coaches saying because of this incident or that incident. And now, granted, when you're conference mates, you really can't say we're canceling the series. It's much easier to do it when you're not, you know, ordained to play every year as part of the conference you're in. That said, you never saw someone make this big of a fuss over something like we saw last month. If it's a smokescreen, I think it's a PR misfire. Just do like Chris Hill did. Say, we're done. We're done with you. We're not playing you. Our fans want a break. We need to schedule differently. Whatever. But you know, this is just silly. And again, even if you wanted to cancel next year's game and pay the money for breaking it, using this as the reason is really kind of soft. It's very soft, but it's disingenuous beyond that.
Isn't it just one of those things? I think that it's worse for basketball in the state of Utah, and they're a part of that, to take away a game like this and with flimsy reasons like that. You think that takes away from what the state of basketball is in the state of Utah, not just up at the University of Utah?
Well, you know, more than anything else, you know, the decision reeks of arrogance at the very least. And I get it. If you think you're in a position where as a P5 Pac-12 player, you don't need to deign play these other teams, so be it. That's your approach to take. And that's fine. Again, you have the resources, you have the recent results. You can lay it out however you want to say we're somewhere that you're not, and we're going to go a different direction. Just to go ahead and say that. There'll be a few reasons to disagree with that perspective, but you can say that. But I do know this: the coaches in this state, at Utah State and Weber State, and you could even throw Utah Valley in with Mark Pope, are grateful that BYU plays ball. Are grateful that BYU will still go to Logan and go to Ogden and will indeed go to Orem. BYU has enough, you know, background and enough leverage to set a couple of terms, but the bottom line is they're still playing ball with these other in-state schools, and they would have kept doing it with Utah ad infinitum. Utah has already pulled back from the other in-state schools, and they were playing BYU home and home with the threat of it going away, and now it's going away a game early through the breaking of a contract. Again, no reason not to play this last game. If you want to go your different directions afterwards, so be it. You've done it before in football. Mm-hmm. But you play the game, finish the contract, carry on, or do it at the risk of a PR backlash, if nothing else, which is, I think, generally what they're getting. At the very least, again, at the very least, they can be portrayed as pretty soft in this entire thing. And for a program with a pretty good run of recent results, there's really no reason to take that tack. And again, using player safety and student-athlete welfare is at the very least, I think, disingenuous.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. All right, he's Greg Wrubell. He's the voice of the Cougars. You can hear him call every BYU football and basketball game.
I should say, Ethan,
yes.
Presuming that Santa Clara is willing to assume the risk, they will play BYU tomorrow night.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Greg, 8 o'clock pregame, 9 o'clock tip.
I don't know. Is there a
Santa Clara and the Bad Boys?
Is there going to be? Can we at least guarantee some sort of a police escort into the Marriott Center and out?
I hope they're taking appropriate measures.
Maybe helmets, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Greg, we appreciate
Great
it, and we'll listen to you tomorrow night, and then we'll have you on Cougar Sports Saturday as well with us.
Okay, see you guys. Thanks.
All righty. Greg Wrubell, voice of the Cougars. And you can send your text in, 57500. Strong words. That's the guy who has called these games for a lot of years. And BYU fans, you know, I think in a lot of ways, Ethan, Utah fans would laugh and go, ha-ha, we don't need to play you. Football is a different beast than basketball. But you can't say, well, we don't have room on the schedule in basketball, because there are 30-plus games that are played. And you can't say that. And so to throw out player safety is also, as Greg put it, at the very least, a very arrogant move by the University of Utah.